As we just heard, conservative credentials were a hot topic in the Republican debate last night. As part of our series of conversations on different voting blocks, today we're talking about one of the most solidly conservative groups of voters, evangelical Christians. In 1980, the Christian right helped sweep Ronald Reagan into office, and they've been an essential component of the Republican Party ever since. Mark Rozelle is professor of public policy at George Mason University and co-editor of The Christian Right in American Politics. I ask him just how big a group of voters evangelical conservatives really are.
The estimates range anywhere from about 13% to 18% of the voting population in general elections. It's comparable to the Latino vote, the African American vote, probably larger than the labor union household vote. Of course, there are progressive evangelical voters in America too, but generally, when we're talking about the evangelical vote, people are referring to the group of Americans who constitute the core of the Christian right.
At this point in the election cycle, what are the chief concerns of the Christian right?
Christian right voters remain chiefly concerned about the so-called moral values agenda. They are focused very heavily on abortion and traditional marriage. I think that remains a really key issue, but we're seeing a lot less discussion of that right now, simply because of the emphasis on the economy and then, of course, U.S. policy in Iraq. Many evangelicals, too, are very, very concerned with how the war has been going.
What happens in a situation like the Republican Party appears to be in as of today? John McCain is now the front runner, and he hasn't been embraced by the Christian right.
There's an enormous conflict right now within the religious right community. There really is no Republican standard bearer for them, a candidate who can unite the movement. And unlike 2004 with George Bush, where it was absolutely clear that they had their candidate, somebody who they considered to be one of them, well, you've got Mike Huckabee, of course, who they feel a close affinity with, but he doesn't seem to have a real chance of winning the Republican nomination. So then the consideration becomes, do they make a compromise and support a candidate who has not been with them on the issues because it's better for the Republicans to hold power in the long run?
Are there key endorsements to be had by evangelical Christian leaders?
There's really no one single leader of the movement right now who can unite people behind a particular candidate. Pat Robertson endorsed Rudy Giuliani. Certainly that didn't help. It's very interesting. John McCain, 8 years ago, ran a campaign pretty strongly against the Christian right in the Republican Party and referred to certain figures in the religious right, such as Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, as agents of evil. But John McCain has done a lot to try to reach out exactly to those voters he offended, but I don't see that they perceive him as one of them.
Evangelicals seem to have a love-hate relationship with politics. They've sometimes decided to sit out elections when their views aren't represented. If an issue like abortion isn't getting much attention, can Republicans count on the participation of evangelicals? Can they count on them coming to the polls and voting Republican?
The big question this year, whether they will be as enthusiastically mobilized for the Republican Party, not having a candidate who they perceive as one of them, who they perceive as right on all of the social issues that they care most about. I think probably what unites the religious right more than anything else are the words President Hillary Clinton. If she's the nominee of the Democratic Party, there probably will be an enormous outpouring for the Republican nominee, no matter who it is, as a defensive measure to try to stop Mrs. Clinton from becoming the next president, even though they're not entirely enthusiastic about the Republican nominee.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Rozelle is a professor at George Mason University and an editor of the book The Christian Right in American Politics.